I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In case you haven't heard, a recent Hajj stampede in Saudi Arabia killed hundreds of Muslim pilgrims about 2 miles outside of Mecca. The Hajj is an Islamic journey that takes place every year.
We weep for the widows and the children whose fathers will not be coming home.
That's Frontier's Bob Blanco, and he says for their staff, there was something significant about this year's Hajj.
In our own office, we began to pray 2 days ago for the people on the Hajj, including a prayer for safety.
The stampede is undoubtedly a tragedy. However,
we must think of the God of Providence who allows these things, that we might pray and that God might deliver Muslims from a much worse fate, the defiance of God that will send them to an eternal ruin.
So what is a church? The top movers and shakers in the world of the Great Commission are brainstorming that question this week at Missio Nexus. They're trying to solve four of the biggest leadership challenges in missions. President Ted Esler says the first one's adversity. The second one is diversity.
We live in a far more diverse North American environment than ever before. And even though mission agencies traditionally have worked across cultural boundaries, now, more than ever, we're also working across cultural boundaries within our own agencies.
And then complexity, and finally, legacy.
We have a real need to see a transitional shift between generations right now, from a generation that's been doing an awesome job to a younger generation that's eager to roll up their sleeves and get busy.
So did they ever answer the question, what is a church? They did. It's the body of Christ, and the rest is still being figured out. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're coming to you from Missio Nexus in Orlando, Florida this week, and we're looking for the stories from the folks on the ground who will be the literal hands and feet of Christ in the days and weeks ahead. Look for the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.